Health experts have sung the praises of computerized patient records, so have the president and Wisconsin's governor. But less than 10% of hospitals in the U.S. have electronic prescription systems. Wisconsin has only one hospital where it's fully implemented. That's at Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. Cost has been an issue, and also getting doctors trained to use the electronic system. Those computer programs are still developing, and Dr. Jonathan Nebecker says they need to be fine-tuned to be more effective at preventing medical mistakes.
Computerized systems have almost eliminated any errors related to handwriting. They may have also decreased some errors related to nursing, but the most troublesome sort of errors, which are related to drug ordering and drug monitoring, the computerized systems were not designed to address.
Nebecker says a computer may tell the doctor which drug is appropriate and what dose, but that dose is not always specific to the patient, who may need to be closely monitored after medication is given. Hospital computer systems don't do this yet. It's still up to humans.
Narcotics may slow down your breathing, even stop your breathing, or some other blood pressure medications may slow down and stop your heart.
Lack of monitoring after a patient got medication is just one reason Nebecker found drug complications in more than half the patients he studied at a veterans hospital in Salt Lake City. The VA was chosen because it's technically ahead of private hospitals who can't rely on government funding to upgrade to computerized medical systems. Despite the study and others questioning the reliability of such systems, Wisconsin healthcare advocates encouraged their use. Cheryl DeMars is with the Alliance, a nonprofit group that works on behalf of employers to make healthcare safer and more cost-effective.
There's a lot that technology can do to make healthcare safer and also reduce the cost of healthcare.
It's estimated that medication mistakes affect 770,000 patients a year at U.S. hospitals. That's according to a Pennsylvania study published this spring in Journal of the American Medical Association. That's also where Nebecker's study, questioning the reliability of computer medical systems, was published recently. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.